of the conduction band, and I've written the formula for a parabola like this. The energies in the conduction band, they start at the conduction band energy. So I have my if this is the band gap, this energy here is EC, is called the conduction band energy, and this energy is the band gap. This is the conduction band energy EC, and this is the valence band energy. The top of the valence band is EV, the bottom of the conduction band is EC. So the dispersion relationship looks like this, where it's K minus K0, and K0 is the position in K space of the minimum. For silicon, it's out in the 100 direction. For germanium, K0 would be out in the 111 direction. This tells you where the position in K of it is, but then it's just a parabola that goes up. And generally, the curvature of the parabola is different from the free electron parabola. So we have to use an effective mass to match it to give it the correct curvature. So what you have to do is solve the whole problem of calculating the dispersion relationship. You get the bands, and then you just look at the minimum. And from the minimum, you calculate the effective mass. The effective mass will tell us what this dispersion relationship looks like for the conduction band.